Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh. What up?
Can't hold me ever get cheated on my life.
This one's for Queens.
Johnny wants it on sweet.
This one's for Brooklyn.
Just put me thing right around.
New York City.
Johnny gives me this right. Can't hold me ever get cheated on my life.
Egyptian, tell them to go on, eviction. This one, yeah, it's had a bad gal edition. See them gal that contradiction. Them say them sitting tight, a bare fiction. The whole of them a be it. Body smoking, cigarette, shit nice, cigarette. Get them the rollerblades, tell them to ski it. Stay out on them, Jamaican tip. All I do is sign booths and be taking pics. Got the new Benz, the color of a bacon pit. Got a spot in every state, Dalmatian shit. Got this young money, old money, real good money. Ain't do a feature that wasn't on Billboard, honey. Kingston, Remo, Waterhouse, Jungle, Bobby. Man, I've enough gal in a bumble.
Y'all be watching the world, y'all. Put me on the road, y'all. Y'all give me the prices. With me, everything in my life. Y'all be the swappy wall, y'all. Put me thing all around, y'all. Y'all give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life. Like a fat bike, body boy, room, 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 room. Y'all body back and see a boom, 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 boom. Give me back a one night, the bottom, boom, boom. But if I'm bad, then ask me, I get my boom, boom. See if they want to dance, you all. I move for you, she want to dance, you all. She's a boy, fat, more, and still she grown. And see if it must be fine, who can be wappy, oh, yeah. Put me out of that town, yeah. Y'all you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life. Y'all me just wappy, oh.
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's Berry.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lushman, and everything is Berry, you heard? You better jump on the wave or get washed up, man. What up, New York? What up, DMV? What up, Worldwide? We here. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And it's Tuesday, and I'm just getting you second started because Monday we got you jump started, and we live in the building tonight. Tonight we got two hot artists live in the building. We got your man Greenspan, you know what I'm saying, hailing from the B-More area. DMV Stand Up, Worldwide Stand Up. And we got your man, James P. Rilla McNair, that signed the Filthy Rich Records, you know what I'm saying? And you know who that is, Floyd Mayweather, you know what I'm saying, record label. He gonna be live in the building with us, man. Your man Greenspan has already been co-signed by allhiphop.com. Your man is the future. He's doing real big things, man. And I listen to some of this stuff, man. I'm telling you, it's pure hip-hop. It's official. I put a stamp on it. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, broadcasting live from the Bronx, New York right now. And we doing it real big and ugly. And I got some new music for y'all. So watch out, baby. We going to the phone lines to see what's popping. Yeah. I think I got my boy from Boston, the one and only, you know what I'm saying, the boy they call Bugsy, live in the building. Also my co-host that always come through and show love on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, Bugs?
What it do, Ma? You already know what it is, man. You know, getting that tidal wave popping, you know?
That's what it is. That's what it is. Stay on the line with us, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to the line. We got a caller from the DMV area from the 443. 443, what's popping?
What's happening? This Green, baby.
What up, Green? What's popping with you, family?
Everything good. I'm holding for you. You feel me? Everything good. Got Green 2 came out Monday. You feel me? It's a real good look.
That's what it is, man. Let me show you some Lush Radio love real quick, fam.
Definitely download the tape if you haven't, you know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely, man. So, I mean, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you live on the show. You know what I mean? You definitely representing the DMV area well. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Definitely hailing from the Baltimore area. Y'all got a lot of people coming out from there, from Mully Man, the Boss Man, the Keys.
Right.
You know what I mean? From your girl Snoop, from The Wire, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got a lot of cats coming from the B-More area, you know, and you're definitely, you know, doing your thing, man, and I'm feeling the music hard body. But, you know, first and foremost, I want to ask you, you got any shout-outs before we get into this interview, baby boy?
I mean, shout out to, hey, first of all, my team, you feel me, Federal Reserve Music, they already know. Everybody that's you know what I mean, ever collab with me or niggas been hit me up, interested in collabing now, everybody, you feel me? Niggas know I love them, they love me back and all that. So, you feel me? Anybody ever listen to my music and liked it, you feel me? That's what that is.
That's what it
so
is,
I appreciate
man.
That.
And definitely shout out to Candace Nicole PR for actually, you know, providing us with this interview tonight on the show on Lush Radio Online.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely. So what inspired you to get into the music business, man? You know what I mean? And definitely, you know, bring a different light to the table, man, because your style is different. You know, it's
right.
New, it's fresh. It's I'm loving it, man. Talk to the people.
Well, that's like the whole point for real. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, like Greenspan is a brand in itself, you feel me? And it's a different brand than, like, everything else, if you will. Like, before, I used to get frustrated because I felt like I ain't fit in. And then it like with nothing though, like the backpack niggas, I thought, I'm like, no, it ain't me. Then, you know, a whole lot of dope slinging, gun slinging, I'm like, that ain't me neither. You feel me? Like, I'm gonna sell myself. I'm gonna be honest with the world. And then I realized I really had something. Like, no, fuck that. Greenspan is a brand in itself. Let's, you know, stamp that, keep it moving. So, you know, I mean, reached out to a couple people, let some people hear what we got, move forward from there. You feel me? Like, put out Got Green, the first Got Green in 08. 09 was when the sky turned green with Benzy, Ill Roots, Judah, Ill Vibes, and now we on Got Green too for real. So we just keep moving forward, and yeah, brand building. That's what it's all about.
Definitely, man. And talk to us about, you know, breaking, you know, being an artist trying to break out of the B-More area. You know, is it hard for you as is for some artists, you know, or if you stay focused on this on a narrow path and you know you already focused and you got that you know, you got that IMX, you know what I'm saying, the big picture ahead of you, can you break out or is it hard? Do you feel like it's a lot of adversity coming from the area, or you feel like it's a lot of support?
I mean, well, both at the same time. I mean, it depends on how you carry it. You feel me? Like, everybody I come in contact with, I show love. Like, when niggas tell me they like my music, I look them in the face like, yo, I appreciate that because you don't owe me that. You feel me? Niggas don't owe me to like my music. So it's on some, yeah. It's both, though. It's a challenge in a sense. Like, you always challenge. It's always a challenge when you bringing something new to the table, to the people. If they not so familiar with you, you feel me? Or just not familiar with your brand. Like, people, you know what I mean? They prone to dig or to listen to or to move forward with what they familiar with, because niggas get comfortable. So that's when you gotta, you know what I mean, slam them with the music, put out another tape, do a collaboration with a nigga they know, or whatever like that, and that's just a part of business. At the same time, it's easy for me to move forward, because I know where my heart is, and I know where, you know what I mean, where I'm going to move forward to. So that's why when we do shows, when I have done shows, when it's been 7 niggas in the crowd, I look back and I perform like it's 10,000 niggas in the crowd, you feel me? So it's just, I mean, it's all on what, you know, the heart that you got and how you really plan on carrying it. Like, it's definitely a big picture. I'm from Baltimore, which is a small, big city, but I'm trying to go, I mean, we're going to perform in Germany and UK, you feel me? It's the whole world out here. So you got to keep focused.
Definitely, definitely. Is this your first time going overseas with the music, or you've been there before?
No, I haven't been overseas. I've been, like, down to the islands and stuff like that, but, you know, you know, trickle with some stuff, but my music has been played overseas, you feel me? We definitely got some love over there, you know, like telecommuting, you feel me? I ain't been over there to perform yet, but it's coming real soon.
Definitely, definitely. Somebody in chat room asked me to ask you, where did you get the name Greenspan from, and what is the meaning behind that?
All right, I love answering that question. First of all, I feel like art in itself, art allows you to be creative with your identity. Everybody has their own identity when it comes to art. But in 2003, when I was, you know, starting my everything, I was in school, but I was studying politics and, like, finance and stuff like that. So I came in touch with the Federal Reserve of the United States. And if you don't know, like, they the niggas that's in charge of all the money, the interest rates and all that. At the time, the chairman was Alan Greenspan. You feel me? So we just move forward with that. And me, for me with green, green is like green light, move forward. And at the same time, the acronym is green, getting rid of each and everything negative. You feel me? So, like, yeah, Greenspan.
Okay, Okay, that's what it is, man. I'm going to toss it over to my boy out of the Boston area, my boy Bugsy. Bugsy, you got any questions for Greenspan over there, fam?
Yeah, first, like I always do, you know, salute and hats off to you. Congratulations on everything you're doing.
I appreciate that, brother.
No problem. My question is, you know what I mean? Like, is there anybody out there that, you know what I mean, you would like to work with, you know what I mean, that, you know what I mean, that you would basically like to just drop some fire with in this game?
I mean, it's a lot of people I respect, like, you know, like, we did shows with the boy Wiz, shows with, like, Dom Kennedy. I like both of their music, you feel me? I got both of their musics in the car right now. I work with on this CD and on a couple of different records. I work with a nigga I got respect for named Phil Ide, out of D.C., whatever like that. So, I mean, it's like a mutual thing to me, like, you know what I mean? If people respect my music and genuinely want to work, then that's what it is. Like, right now, at this time, I'm not interested in, like, going to a nigga with some bread, like, yo, put this verse on my CD, unless it's Bun B. Simple as that. So, there you go. That answers your question, Bun B. Like, that's, yeah.
That's what it is. And definitely shout out to Phil Ide and the whole 368 camp and everything music group with Raheem Devon and Dre the Mayor. I had Phil Ide on the show not too long ago and stuff, so definitely show love to him because I definitely love that dude, man. Shout out to him.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. You know, the other thing I want to ask you is, you know, What do you feel the music industry is missing right now? What do you feel like some of the things that you feel that is corrupt right now in the music industry?
I mean, I feel like, for real, when it comes to the music industry missing something, I think it's missing whatever a new perspective has to bring to the table. You feel me? Like, it's so many different avenues and so many different perspectives out here now. Like, it's a lot of stuff that I don't particularly listen to and a lot of stuff that I feel like people hate on. But I always tell niggas this. They ask me about the state of hip-hop. I'm like, yo, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. Simple as that. These niggas out here getting their money, if they really doing it the business way and they creating a clientele and a fan base, get out there. I mean, mind your business. If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. It's plenty different types of hip-hop out here for you not to hate on a particular genre. So let them niggas get their money and you just don't listen to it. That's how I feel.
Definitely, and that's definitely the truth. That's a true statement that you just made. If you don't like the music, don't listen to it, which I don't listen to it.
Right, like, but that's the thing. Like, it's so many different genres of music. Like, if you just think away from hip hop for a second, and you just think of all the other shit that you don't listen to, you feel me? It's like, yo, them niggas still gonna get their money. Like, it ain't no sweat off they back that you don't like it. So
yeah,
you
I
feel
mean,
me?
You know, when it comes to music, you know, it's different fan bases. Somebody might like your music. Somebody, just like Lady Gaga, when they first seen Lady Gaga, they said they ain't like her. You know, they dropped her. You know,
right.
Got picked up by Akon, and now
she's
a multi-billionaire. You know what I mean? Right now,
exactly.
Right now, she getting Michael Jackson money. Right now, she getting retarded.
That's
money,
the thing.
You know,
right? So you gotta find your lane as a musician, as an artist. You gotta find your lane because they're definitely shit on you, and you know, not want to sign you, not want to listen to you, whatever. But when the masses get behind you and all that, they like, oh shit, yo hot, boom, 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 whatever, whatever. Like, oh, all right, but you on his dick now, but you ain't had nothing to say before. You feel me? So
the thing is, right now, at the moment, right now, you got Greenspan 2, you know what I mean? Tell us what we were missing on. What's new on Greenspan 2 that we missed out on Greenspan 1, you know, if we didn't check that out, man? Tell us, you know, some of the producers you're working with on Greenspan 2, who's hosting the mixtape, the whole movement, man. Tell us about that, man.
Yeah, on Got Green 2, you got, my producer, first and foremost, Live Beats. He did some joints on there. Another team of producers I work with, Misfit Sounds. The boy Mark Henry, that's with 368 and them, did the record that me and Phil Ide did together. Other than that, I don't want to miss nobody. Am I tripping? My homegirl Pretty. Yeah, Pretty. She's one of the producers on the record. She held me down with a couple records, you feel me? She always looking out for me. So that's what that is. Live Beats and Misfits is some names y'all need to get familiar with anyway. Misfits already been getting placements like Joe Buttons, Jim Jones, niggas like that. Like, they doing their thing, but Live Beats and Misfits, y'all need to get familiar, I'm trying to tell you. So other than that, like, the music is honest music, you feel me? It's from my perspective, but I ain't got nothing to lie about. So it's like, you know, something that you gonna relate to a record or two, you feel me, one way or another. And it's just relatable music and it's honest music. So it's just about, you know what I mean? I'm all about progression and moving forward. And if it don't make me smile, I don't want to talk about it. Like, you know what I mean? Simple as that. That's me. Keep smiling, keep moving, get money.
That's definitely what it is. And since you said that, we're gonna try to go ahead and get into some of this hot music that you got to offer the people and stuff. You know what I mean?
That's what
we're gonna definitely get into that. in a quick second. So, you know, what are some of your favorite tracks off of the mixtape?
I like a lot of them. I like Never Done. If you listen to Never Done, I like that. But that's a record I basically borrowed. It's a band out here called Kudu, K-U-D-U. So it's a total other perspective. It's not your typical, quote-unquote, hip-hop record, whatever. But I went in on that joint. It's more pop, more electronic, and I went in on that. That's one of my favorites because I'm just going in you know, it's just from my perspective, being expressive. But I really like Calling Me. Calling Me is something that any hip-hop lover can dig, just straight, you know. That's what was on all hip-hop. Everybody loves Calling Me, so that's definitely one of my favorite records.
Definitely, definitely. Bugsy, you got any more questions to ask my dude?
I didn't know if you was gonna ask him. Yeah, I heard you ain't asking, but I know you normally ask, like, as far as like what they do for the community, you know what I mean? So, I mean, if you want to get into that, we can ask him that.
Oh, he's basically asking, you know, what are some of the things you do to give back for the community?
Honestly, tomorrow, something I'm supposed to be doing. I got some people I know, whatever, they do, like, it's like a summer camp. Summer school type of program, and there's middle school kids that I'm actually supposed to go in with tomorrow. It's about 20 kids in this particular, I guess, class, if you will. Supposed to go in there tomorrow and just speak with them from my perspective about, you know, my career and moving forward. Of course, I rap, but my thoughts and my plan is to, like, get them, hey, not to focus on the whole rap part, but I'm going to teach y'all about music, about numbers, about whatever, brand building and marketing, and just tailor everything in a way so they can understand it. So that's one thing. Another thing I do for the community is pray for it, because that's what they need for real. You feel me? But I'm willing and open to work with whoever. You know, if it got something to do with moving forward and helping people, I'm all about it. You feel me?
That's what it is, definitely.
Straight up.
And that's, hey, people definitely need some prayer out here, because some people out here.
You already know.
Oh.
You already know. You already know, man. They so influenced by everything that's on TV. They being programmed. You already know, but that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to get this music. I'm thinking I'm having a problem with the conversion of the music.
Oh, man.
And stuff like that. We're going to go to a quick commercial.
All right.
We'll go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online, and we live with your boy, Greenspan, live in the building, man. Holla at me, man. If you want to get your tweets up, then you need to listen to this joint.
You've just reached our 20 a tweet segment. Please make sure to follow each week's sponsor. This week we have at E2K_magazine, at It's a She Thing, at 950+, at Lush Radio Online, at AG of DITC. Thank you once again, and don't forget, it's 20 a tweet, baby.
Definitely, it's 20 a tweet. You trying to get your tweets up, y'all independent artists, y'all sitting there with like 20 followers or like 50 followers. Well, you know what I'm saying? You might only got like 300 followers, man. And you know what I'm saying? You trying to get your tweets up, holla at us. You know what I'm saying? We definitely put your Twitter out there, get your Twitters up, and, you know, go in for y'all. So, like, if you need that, you know what I'm saying, holla at us. You know what I'm saying? On Lush Radio Online. We get your tweets up live on Lush Radio Online, man. So, like I said, man, we're live in the building with your boy, the one, the only, you know what I'm saying, Greenspan. And Greenspan is definitely doing this thing in the community, in the DMV area, you know what I'm saying, definitely rocking it out with the people. And we trying to get this music in here, man, trying to check if we got a conversion problem, but, you know what I'm saying, we're looking for it. We trying to get it in here real quick, you know what I'm saying, early, but... Like I said, man, call in at 347-826-7722, 347-826-7722. Like I said, we're live in the building with the one, the only Greenspan on Lush Radio Online, man. This is how we do on Lush Radio Online, man. And like I said, we're going to go to the line with him again. Make sure you got your questions together. Call in at 347-826-7722. Also, quick announcement. in August. Coast to Coast convention is going down August 27th to the 29th. Is going in Miami. If you want more information, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Also, watch out in the DMV. Lush Radio Online is doing the first annual music convention, and we're going to be partnering up with Jive Records, A&R, Kevin Shine. So look out for that. I had that information out there. If you're interested, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. It's going down, down, down. Let's go back to the phone lines. With our boy C-SPAN and things like that, man. Yo, C-SPAN, is there any new things that we need to look out for? You know what I'm saying? Any new things we need to look out for coming from the camp? You know what I mean? Whether it's videos and things like that, new projects?
I got to laugh out loud at you. You know you just call me C-SPAN, like on TV.
I was Green Span, my bad, son.
I was just over here tripping like, oh, what? No, it's all good, baby. I'm loving it. It ain't no trouble.
You got correct me, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like a thousand things going on, man.
I understand. I ain't mad at you. At all, but yeah, but no, I mean, Got Green 2, like I said, Got Green 2, go get it. It's on DJBooth.net. It's live right now. It's going to keep being live. Or check out GreenSpanMusic.net for any type of updates. But yeah, we got some more promo videos coming out. Got something coming out for the record on the CD called Megabus. That's, you know, promo video for that. We plan on shooting a couple other videos within the next few weeks, so I can keep you posted on that. But yeah, as long as you're on GreenSpanMusic.com or Google GreenSpan Guy Green, it'll pop up. And you can check out everything. Like, it's already videos up right now. So, yeah.
Definitely.
But you got to keep me posted on what's happening up top. Because, like, I should be up top, not tomorrow, but Thursday evening. I'll be up top for the whole weekend. You got something happening, let me know. I'm there. I'm slide through. And I stay in the Bronx. We stay in Parkchester when we come through. So, you let me know what's going on.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Yeah. I'm in the Bronx. I'm going to New Jersey tonight. I gotta try to come go check on my boy Ransom and a couple of people on Lazy K and them, and then I'm
right.
Gonna come back.
That's tonight.
Yeah, I'm rolling over there tonight. You know, I gotta stick and move, and then I'm gonna come.
Yeah, I'll dig it.
Go back to BK and then come back to the Bronx. We got broadcast live on Saturday. If you're there for the weekend, we're gonna be live in the studio on Saturday. You can come through in the studio and stuff. We're going to be broadcasting live and you streaming.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm with it. So, yeah, I'll be up top and I'll hit you. You know, we got the email and all that. So, yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah, and then I got my girl on Wednesday. Well, you're going to be here Thursday. Wednesdays they do the round table. That's with Maya B and all. And that's sponsored by S50. And they do a lot of networking and stuff at the studio and stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But oh, wow.
They do that on Wednesdays and stuff. So definitely, you know what I'm saying? But I got your number. I just plugged it into the phone, so I'm going to definitely hit you and stuff and everything when you're out here in the area. Well,
that's
check this out. I got a situation with the conversion and stuff, right, with the music. So this was what we're going to do. Lush Radio Online is going to have an exclusive, from your boy, Green Span.
Already.
So we want an official, exclusive freestyle right now on Lush Radio Online. Can you give it?
You got it. Let's do it. You already know. I'll let you know. Lush Radio, Federal Reserve, telling people how to go. I just left the spot. It's called Chicken Shack. It's a carryout. Just got 5 wings and fries. Tell you no lies. You feel me? I don't do too much of moving pies. Not at all. But it's Greenspan, and I ain't never going far. Federal Reserve music for all y'all. You feel me? DMV. Baltimore.
Greenspan live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing this one, too. So definitely, man, make sure y'all check for him, man. Put your Twitter out there, man, and your email and all that information out there for the people, man.
Indeed. At Greenspan. At GREENSPAN 410. At Greenspan 410. Follow me. Download the tape. Hit me. I hit you back. Be honest. I be honest back. You feel me? But at Greenspan 410. Facebook.com/Greenspan Music. GreenspanMusic.com. One way or another, you can get a hold of me.
That's what it is.
And I appreciate y'all for having me. You feel me? Because you ain't had to do that. I definitely appreciate you.
Hey, I try to support the DMV, you know what I'm saying, even though I'm, like, all over the place and stuff, but I try to support my DMV independent artists, man. You guys support each other, you know what I mean? It's crazy right now.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. I mean, somebody told me yesterday, like, I wouldn't advise anyone to get in the music business. Ain't no money. And I can really dig it. It's a totally, it's a different day. You feel me? I mean, it's really just different when it comes to being in the business of selling records. You feel me? So you just gotta go about it in a creative type of manner. So whatever, you gotta make it work for you. So it ain't no right way to do it. You just gotta make it work for you, as far as I'm concerned.
That's the truth. You gotta definitely make it work for you, cause this stuff right here definitely make you frustrated sometimes.
Oh yeah, and that's life. So it is what it is. If you gonna be an entrepreneur, you already know. Get ready to lose sleep and all that other jazz. You feel me? Like it is what it is.
Yeah, man, definitely. And the last thing I really wanted to ask you was, you know, if there, so, you just said, you know, you're advising, you know, people getting into the game. For the youth out there, what would your advice be when it comes to business in general?
Business in general is the basically like, and I heard some of the same advice yesterday. You got to know your product. Like, simple as that. If you coming out with something and you got a passion about something, like, you gotta know it and believe in it. You feel me? You can't come half-assed like, yeah, I think this will work. I think this is good. No, like, you gotta have some type of cockiness with it, but at the same time, you need to, that should be the honest truth. Your product needs to be the best. It needs to be better than everybody else's, and you gonna have to prove niggas why. You feel me? So, you know, either it's going to be your following or just the great quality in your product. So you got to know your product. And if you are the particular brand, be yourself. You feel me? You can't be that man and try just like you're going to sell. Be yourself all the way.
Definitely, man. Definitely check for Greenspan. Check for everything that he got going on. Support him in his movement. You know what I mean? Check him out on Twitter, man. Make sure you follow him and support his movement, man. He's definitely going hard in the game. And we got to support one another, man. If we ain't moving together, then we ain't moving at all. What's the point of it, for real? Definitely. DMX said it. You know, y'all been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Share the wealth. For real.
That's what it is.
Definitely. So definitely appreciate you, man. And definitely when you come up here, we definitely want to check you and, you know, get some quick photo ops and everything and network real quick.
That's what it is. I'll be up there. So you got my number. Hit my phone. And I appreciate it again.
No problem, man. You know what I'm saying? Love is love, fam.
That's what it is.
Peace. That's what it is. And like I said, we live in the building with my boy Bugsy, live in the building from the Boston area. We also going to have our man P. Rilla live in the building, you know what I'm saying? Signed to Filthy Rich, you know what I'm saying? Records, you know, with your boy Floyd Mayweather, you know what I'm saying? He's not just only known for knocking cats the hell out, but also he's known for his record label, and he's definitely bringing some talented cats onto the game. So definitely he's going to be live in the building with us at 7 o'clock. But yo, Bugsy, what's popping with you over there, you know what I'm saying, in the Boston and everything? Anything new? It's been raining, it's hot, what's going on?
Oh, man, yeah, I mean, it's been a little drizzle here and there, you know, weather's still kicking it, you know what I mean? But I actually been trying to keep it low, man, you know, like I said before in the midst of trying to get this little entertainment thing started, you know what I mean? And I do plumbing as well, so, like, that's been kicking in too, so I got to, like, balance everything out, you know? But actually this weekend, man, I'm actually in the booth, man, back to the mixtape, you know, due to the slow process of bullshit is out here in Boston. But I'm basically back to business, basically.
That's what it is, man. Hey, man, I feel you, man. I've been up here running around in New York crazy. Like, I've been to BK, to Bushwick. I've been in BK and Bushwick, Flatbush, Bed-Stuy, running around, you know what I'm saying, in the city. You know what I'm saying? In the Bronx. I'm going to Jersey tonight. And then from Jersey, I'm going to stay there for a little bit, and then I'll be back in New York. It's crazy right now. And I want to definitely send a shout-out to my little sister. She's going to turn 22 July 28th. So shout-out to all them people that's in July, whether you're a Leo or a Cancer. Shout-out to y'all cats. You know what I mean? Definitely shout-out to y'all. And I love Cancers. All the Cancers out there, I love y'all. Mwah. It is what it is. We live on Lush Radio Online, man. And, you know, this whole LeBron James thing, people, Leave that dude alone, okay? I'm just tired of it. You know what I'm saying? I think that whole thing needs to be deaded. And also, you know what, Bugsy? Did you hear about your man Mel Gibson? How
yeah.
He passed out on his wife and everything about beating her and stuff. Like, what you think about that whole situation? You think it's over, like, publicized, or you think it's some publicity scam? Like, what you think is going on?
Man, I think it's just like, you know, wrong actions at the wrong time, man. Like, the media's always looking for somebody to put in the spotlight because that's how they make their gossip money. You know what I mean? So I think he just happened to just get caught up. But what actually got me surprised about it, when they said, like, you know, you're saying, like, the racist things with the N-words and things like that, I'm saying to myself, is this the same dude that was rocking with, you know, Danny Glover for all these Lethal Weapons? And I'm like, I thought he liked black people. And I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe that's why they never make a Lethal Weapon 5. You know what I mean? But it surprised me, man.
I know,
I'm like, Danny Glover.
He was sitting there in the corner like, this goddamn nigger.
Yeah, they was like, oh, let them gangbang you and everything else. Like, I'm like, hey, all black people don't gangbang. Y'all white boys be running trains too now. Don't make it seem like it's just us now.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. I just don't, I mean, like, Mel Gibson is like a wonderful actor, but like his credibility now, like his whole persona that we look at, you know, is like totally down the drain for me now, because I'm just like, dang, dude, you a racist and a wife beater? Like, what the hell happened? You on drugs? Yeah. What's going on with you?
I wish I would have known this before I contribute to that Edge of Darkness, because I actually seen that, man. You know, I wish I would have known this. I would have boycotted that flick.
Wow, man. I'm just really sad for this dude. Maybe he bugged out right now. He's never done nothing like that before, so I'm just really shocked. I don't know what's going on with my dude, man. He's definitely lost his mind.
We're
about to go into a song by Dante Hawkins, Web of Lies, you know what I'm saying, produced by Lazy K Productions. We'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. Let's go.
This is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm repping with my girl Lush.
Yo, this is Clemmer from France and Paris. I want to shout out the Lush Radio. C'est Clemmer qui vient de France, de Paris, et je viens faire un gros big up pour la radio de Lush. Blah!
Shit. Think I give a fuck about sparkles? Just make sure you bring my bottles, bitch. I'm trying to get drunk. Freaky! DJ, play that shit. Dipset. Louis Bell's with the gun still tucked in them. New cars, bad bitches getting fucked in them. My Billy Jean's got 30,000 bucks in them. He's a get money nigga. Fuck with him. Yellow gang. Until the feds come after us. Vampire life. True blood. Dracula. Okay. I double park cars and back traffic up. What's up? You can hear the fly bitches say he acting up. Is that right? Yeah, bitch, I always say acting up. I have you and your girls and both. She dropped it like it's hot and tried to back it up. I fucked the brains out and then I told her I'd get back it up. Go. We drank rosé till we lasted up. Treat bitches like Ferraris, gas them up. She was wearing pumps, headed to the trunk. Riding shoddy in the Mozzie, dropped the top on.
High beam, high beam, high beam, high beam. But I'm hoping tonight, got a fire ring. Right inside the
ass, they had to rag it out. Paper plate, tag it out. Bottle out the bottle, bottle with me and snag this out. So the cash is out, you know what that about. I need your ATM, ma, ask the mouth. The MCA, mouth the ass. The handcuffs on you, Alcatraz. So run with the kid, there's coke in the house. Gun to the crib, one second late, under a bridge. Forget what you heard, come get you a bird. And hit up the curb, I lit up the herb, I'm sick with the word. I'm a shooter like Cool C, and my man Steady B. On diddly diddly, yeah, I sell heavy B.
Side game, but I'm hoping tonight, got a fire ring.
Remember in one crew been so diverse. Trying to outdo the last verse that I burst, that is my curse. Your knight in rhyming armor, sentimentalist slay all grand dragons. Grab the sharpest number two, then I'm stabbing. Somebody let me hold a number two pencil because they check. Somebody let me hold a number two pencil because they check.
I fly through the night, yeah. Missing raw with some Sprite. Lyrics we put inside ya. Listen to these ATL riders. Keep your head straight. The streets full of snakes. Slithering. Making deals, delivering. That we got you shivering. Paranoia. 1500, go to the lawyer. After paying his rent, dollars and cents. Stealing big bulls, put up a fence. We're moving on till the crew is on.
Don't try and see your brain, cause stolen they gon' bang, plus train, get like some phones, get on the wall, get out, get it, touch the phone.
Tell me, homie, anybody disrespect my zone, we gon' get it on till we get it gone. In your mind, get it right, you get it wrong, or you gon' get shot out
of
your phone.
I didn't find you with the right thing, cop, take a school, spin, get rid of figure, looking at your cheeks out of shoulders, I'm out there, top of roll, I'll hold you beyond, back in the way, room storm, pick up a spot, we keep it all dead, cop, for the line, stop, I take your cap, stolen like a tooth, lead off a girl.
Been here, this year, get one of the five to lay it down around here. Gold and the platinum all over the wall. If you ever take the books, yo, it had big balls. Laid it down hard more than one time. Yo, I hit it, gone, now I'm out of mine. Went from World Captain Curtis to the Hunter's Spoke. People still talking about the last rhyme I wrote. 87 was the year that I first set 10. I'm hollering every key, doing time in the pen. I say,
what the hell was I crept in? Stepping all over your best friend. No wet hands, the lyrical last hands. And smoke out that sense. The young and the rest in. Some of the best in the dirty south and Midwest. Hemisphere, stick on the beat of fear. The plan to be on eyes. Go run these verses to make you see this here. Try to dock and I put my plug off in their glove socket. No, the least they have is gone forever. Rock it, lock it down.
This PCS, the chemo, who's known as the ether. Southwest, young brother, bringing a pain through your feet. And I disease the fiend for the trees you need. Hope up and ease the feeling, exhibited chilling while dealing with the devil himself. Increase my wealthy, more than 10 times the average minimum wage. Kind of dreadful, these days are changing rapidly. Steady tactics, creatively maximized with proper investment. Get the president with them dead presidents. Or you lose, or you can lose your cash, but don't lose.
Whatever time, I'm from high school, yeah. brothers in the rap game, but most of them are in it for the shiny things. They want to smash all 10, maybe stack about 4. They want to live in the house, but don't want no grass to grow. See, what you need to do is learn the tricks of the trade. Go to work, put it down, and then get paid. It's only two of us gonna get caught for making a sale. I'm one, and if you the other, bruh, I can't tell. Ain't nobody that can come in and get in the zone. I'm trying to kill 4 birds with about 15 stones. The C stands for Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Straight Calhoun, the coolest cutter at camp.
Hey, my ones and my twos got your whole town shook. You better listen to your corner and watch for the hook.
Yeah, this is Al, a.k.a. Mateo Soto from MateoFoto.com, and I'm rolling with Lushy and Lush Radio Online. So check it out.
This is your boy DJ Ames, always in the great UK. When I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush back in the building, man. You heard your man Dante Hawkins earlier just a few minutes ago. And then after that, you know what I'm saying, we played Dipset Salute. And then after that, you know what I'm saying, it's the Dungeon Family, Watch for the Hook. You know what I'm saying, we back in the building on Lush Radio Online with my boy. Bugsy live in the building representing the Boston area, man. And you know what I'm saying? We talking about this whole Mel Gibson craziness, you know what I'm saying, and LeBron James craziness. Like, call in and tell us what you think about it. 347-826-7722. We're live on Lush Radio Online, man, smacking you in your face. Yo. But Bugsy, man, that's really crazy right there, man. For real.
Yeah, this world's coming to a to a point where I feel everything's just gonna be crazy, man. Like, shout out to TMZ, man, for, you know, putting everybody's dirty business in the air, man. Them cats go hard, man. They go hard.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? We definitely need TMZ in our lives, because you know the messed up thing about it is that the American people love drama. They like people, you know, getting involved with negativity and stuff. It's just craziness, you know what I'm saying? That's what the people love out there, you know what I'm saying? That's the crazy part about it. And it's very, very sad, you know what I mean, that, you know, we have to go through the craziness, you know what I mean, in this world, you know what I'm saying? And that's what their entertainment is, you know what I mean? TMZ, you know, whoever created TMZ, man, that dude's making a whole bunch of money right now. Because people sit there, you know, you don't need the Insider and the Inquirer and all that stuff. Now you got TMZ.
Oh, you already
did. They'll actually go in your face and stuff and start asking you questions.
Oh, they definitely do. But the thing that's crazy about America, too, man, like, once you get caught up in the eye with some negativity, man, a lot of people forget about all the good things you've done, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they just be like, oh, this dude's bad, man, you know what I mean? It's, hey, nobody's, I can say this, nobody's perfect, man. We all make mistakes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody makes mistakes, but your man Mel Gibson just went in. Yeah, I don't know what the hell was wrong with that cat.
He might have been drunk, you know, when that liquor get in, you start talking, you know?
Definitely, man, he was wilding out, man. And this Wednesday is going down. Let's talk about business. We're going to have Ikadon live in the building on the show, and we're also going to have your man Math Hoffa live in the building, the number one, you know what I'm saying, battle rapper doing his thing. He's eating cats up left and right, you know what I'm saying, on the battle rapper scene. He's going to be live in the building. I actually got a chance to meet with him while I'm in New York, and he's definitely not what I thought he was going to be like. He's definitely a really down-to-earth, cool dude. Very funny. He's very comical, and he's a very, very cool guy, and it was fun hanging out with him. And shout out to DJ Ronan. He came on last week, Friday. You know, I hung out with him. And also Talisha D. She has the B-word out of Boston, a Hot 97 Boston. And shout out to her. We spent time also together. She's very, very cool. I had fun hanging out with her and the whole squad. And shout out to the whole Boston area. So they're definitely cool people. So make sure you follow Talisha D. Make sure you follow DJ J Ronan. And shout out to Math Hoffa. Make sure you follow him. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. And Friday, we're going to have your girl. We should be having your girl Elk the Stallion. You remember Elk the Stallion, the kind of like light-skinned big booty chick?
Nah, I probably if I see her face, you know what I mean. I'm not too hot with names.
She's a monster, son. Yo, Elk the Stallion, yo, she's a monster, son. She gonna be on Friday on the show. She gonna be coming through and joining us. And shout out to my man Bad Seed. You know what I'm saying? Nicolas Cage, you know what I'm saying? He got a new joint, too, you know what I'm saying? It's called Can You Hear Me and stuff. I want to know what you feel about this joint, Bugsy and stuff. He got a new joint called Can You Hear Me? And, you know, I want to know what you guys feel about it, too. In a few minutes. It's from Bad Seed. Y'all know him as Nicolas Cage. You know, he's toured with Mimps and stuff, did some stuff with Jean Grey. He got his new videos out there with Talib Kweli and the whole squad. So we're going to play this joint. I want to know what y'all think, man. You know what I'm saying? Can you hear me? On Lush Radio Online. Let's go, baby.
One for the borough, two for the city, three for the ass, four for the city. Sugar Ray Leonard, the rap, I'm so pretty. Been all over the world, but not did it. Get a lot of love on Twitter, I'm mad with it. At Nicolas Cage, come fuck with me. Smoke like I smoke, come fuck with me. Me love sticky, me not picky. I'm a weed head, I smoke the good shit. Got a 9 to 5, still on my hood shit. German look shit, if dudes get ruthless, but most of the time chillin', I'm on my cool shit. Who this? He blonde, he clueless. He doubts that I spit, that dude is foolish. Sit him down, some after school shit. Get a nigga the word fresh off the bullpen. Walk up to him, smack him hard in his head, and tell a nigga get up off the bullshit.
Go, 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 go.
Doing this since biz was going off, and when niggas is whack on stage, you throw them off. Man, I ain't even in the thong rock. Step it up a notch, nigga, I'm throwing locks. Since Muppet Baby and Nanny Sock, I've been putting in work and I might be a pop. Hip hop is back cause I said so. None of that bullshit, nigga, I said no. I don't give a fuck where you came from. Niggas been weak since day one. Nigga, say something, I'ma aim one. Right in the side of your cranium. Nigga, my flow is bananas. Got the music down, all I need is the cameras. And that's word to my nana. I'm living for today cause I ain't promised manana. Sorry to say it's no Santa. I've been nice since El walked the Panther. Since Scuba Scrap was Kane Dancer. Since Fight the Power was the answer.
Go, 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 go.
Can you hear me? It's your boy Nicolas Cage. Bad C right there. Can you hear me? I want to know what you feel about that joint. Call in at 347-826-7722. Lush Radio Online, live in the building. I want to definitely send a special shout out to my man Doggy Diamonds, you know what I'm saying, and the whole, you know, that's hiphop.com fam. They be showing me mad love. Shout out to them. Shout out to DJ Blazita. Shout out to my girl Maya the B from the Round Table. Shout out to DJ Ronan. Shout out to everybody, man, doing their thing. Shout out to all my cast that's in radio that's definitely got it on lock, man. You know what I mean? We here. Lush Radio Online is in the building. Definitely watch out. We're going to have some new posters and everything. It's about to be crazy. And I got another joint from Jam Ballers. They're a Jamaican slap rap group, you know what I'm saying, coming from the Lazy K camp. You know what I'm saying? Check for this ASAP on Lush Radio Online, and we're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you thought about that Bad C joint, man, when we come back.
Every time I smoke, I think I puff, puff, puff. Then I pass it over, yo, my youth. Hurry up, up, up. Pass back that doja, cause I can't get enough, enough, enough. It takes me higher, no liar. It feels so good, it's like I can touch the Messiah. let them know. No, no, they are them shoot at home. We know how to let them know.
I dominate, devastate, when I peel off, flip, peel off, sick, jump on my whip, and peel off quick, that's what your niggas get for talking slick, body dump on the curb, face looking like shit, that's how we break, niggas down like bricks, if they don't stick to this script, I'm more horrible, than tails from the crippling greedy for the chips, these rappers are dick, what nigga, you wanna talk that shit, come around your block, I'm a 45, ready to walk, just spit, man down, affirmative, target hit, and that's it, stay high with them ballers, baby, that's right, stay high with them ballers, baby, that's right, roll. La, 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 got me singing na 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 na. Them a gone like them a gangster, but me no believe them. Got a Mac 11 boy, watch it when we squeeze them. No screws, them telling me we need to be in Bellevue. Run when we roll, we roll. With a gag, 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 when the clap, 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 take it back, back, back. We rude boys with a big back chat. In the membrane, I can maintain, yeah. Body and I'll be brave. We know how to let them know. We know how to let them know. We know how to let them know. No, no, they are them screwed on home. We know how to let them know. We know how to let them know. Yo, my youth, hurry up, up, up. Pass back that douche, cause I can't get enough, enough, enough. It takes me high, you know.
It's your boy Prince, 950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush
on Lush Radio Online.
Shit.
Yeah. We back in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. You already know what it is, man. Listen, man. Listen, man. We back in the building with my boy Bugsy. I want to say definitely shout out to my girl, Talisha D, you know what I'm saying, for putting that picture up, you know, with, you know, us and Matt Hoffa and Jay Ronan on the Twitter, you know what I'm saying. Definitely shout out to all of y'all, you know what I'm saying, much love, you know. She put the picture up. That is, like, so nice right there. Like, I definitely have to put this link up. This is, like, so hot right now. She put a fog. So excited.
That's crazy.
Shout out to PNC Radio. Like, I'm, like, so excited right now. Bugsy. Yo, she put the pictures up on her blog. That is, like, so nice. I'm just, like, really, like, nice right there. That's, like, so hot. Shout out to Talisha D. Shout out to the B-Word Radio. You know, on Hot 97 and everything like that. The blog is hot. Like, I really appreciate that. Like, I'm so excited right now. I don't know what to do with myself.
Lush had to take a time out right quick. She's like, hold up, wait a minute.
Oh, man. I was like, wow. Like, that, like, really knocked me off guard because I wasn't expecting that, you know. And I'm like, wow, like. That really, like, made my day. Shout out to Talisha D. Make sure you're following her on Twitter. Definitely follow her on Twitter. And she just, like, really made my day. I'm so happy right now. I'm about to cry. I'm about to shed tears. Talisha. Oh, man. That was, like, if you look at the blog, I'm going to send it to you, Bugsy. Send me a Twitter, and I'm going to send it to you, man. Because it's like, so nice. It's so nice. Shout out to Matt Hoffa, DJ J Ronan, the whole squad, everybody, man. Shout out to y'all, man, for showing so much love when we came through. That's like nothing but love for real, fam. And like I said, we're going to have your boy, P, real alive in the building on Lush Radio Online. He'll be calling in a few. And we're going to have him live in the building. And, yo, how do you feel about, you know, boxers or, like, people that's, like, in other industries starting record labels? How you feel about that, Bugsy?
I support it, man. You know what I mean? Because I'm a firm believer. Like, you can't just stick to one hustle, man. Like I always say, man, you got to, you know, branch out and test different waters, man. The worst thing that can happen is you get shut down or it just don't work. You know what I mean? Or you can say is you tried. You know what I mean? So I'm all for it if you ask me.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And if you're in the Jersey area, Lushy Lush is on tour this summer. I might be in a neighborhood here near you. And I might be making my next trip to Boston soon. So, Bugsy, make sure you have my cot ready or my room ready. I'm coming through. Come check
in. Oh, most definitely, man. Most definitely. And you know what? I got to say this, too, man. Like, my probation is almost up, man. Like, I can just taste the freedom coming, you know? August 20th is right around the corner. So, you know, I'm going to be moving, man. You know what I mean? I love Boston. I love Mass. But your boy getting ready to, you know, step on out and be like, what's goody? You dig?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Definitely shout out to the Boston area. And if you're in the New Jersey area tonight, man, get at me. Hit me up at 240-468-2571, 240-468-2571. I will be in the area. Right now we're working on new posters for, you know, Lush Radio Online and new flyers because we're about to slap the world with the flyers. We're sending them overseas everywhere. So if you're part of the Lush Radio movement, get at me. Also, on top of that, our Lush Radio Girls International, we're going global. We're doing our thing. It's about to be crazy. We're going to have the calendars with the girls. Also, on top of that, check for the new pictures that I put up on my Facebook. Hit up www.facebook.com, CEO Lush Radio Online, and then definitely check for that. Or if you don't find it like that, hit up my email, CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. And you'll find me on Facebook. Add me, man. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't get on my personal one, they got a fan page too for Lush Radio Online. Check the new pictures I got up there, man. And also the pictures I've been tweeting. And I'm gonna tweet some more pictures. Also check out Talisa D's blog. It's TalisaD.com, www.TalisaD.com. Check out the pictures on there with Lush Radio Online. It's crazy right now. Talisa D is not just a hot radio host. She's also a great graphic design and everything. So make sure you check her out. But the person that's doing the graphics for the banners and everything like that for us right now is my man Jay Harv. He's doing his 1-2. Shout out to my man Danny. Shout out to Easy Street out there at 93.9. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole squad, the DMV, the Bronx. Shout out to my girl Emma of E2K. Don't forget this Saturday we broadcasting live from the Bronx. And with you streaming in the Bronx in the studio. So check for that this Saturday at 8 o'clock, each and every Saturday. You know, E2K on the spot talking about hot topics. And we got people live doing live interviews in the building. And also Thursday, you know what I'm saying, we're talking about change again. We're going to finish this up with Who Moved My Cheese. You know, it's definitely a book talking about life and changes. And we're just going to talk about, you know, things that's affecting us in our life. You know, it's life, relationships, and all that jazz, man. Wednesday, we're talking about business. We're going to have your man, Mav Hoff, alive in the building. And we also going to have our boy, the one and only Ikadon, live in the building. But you know what I'm saying? Like I told y'all, we're going to have your boy, P. Rilla, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Originally from New York area. But he over there in the Cali area doing this 1-2. But your man is signed to Floyd Mayweather's Filthy Rich, you know what I'm saying? And he's doing his 1-2. The whole buzz behind him is crazy right now. So y'all definitely need to check for this cat right now. And I just want to go to the line and see if we got this cat live in the building, man. Worldwide stand-up, New York stand-up, we here. What's good? Do we got your boy P. Real alive in the building? What's good?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. What's good?
Ain't nothing much, famo. What's good with you?
Ain't nothing. You know, just finished putting out that track. You know, I've been holding it long enough. So, you know, today was the, you know, the release date of that. So I'm just, you know, busy doing promo. I'm about to go in the studio and just make some more hits.
That's what it is, man. Let's give you some Less Radio love, baby.
I appreciate it.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And I got my co-host live in the building, Bugsy, representing from the Boston area, live in the building with us, famo.
Okay, what's up, baby?
Salute to you, my brother.
No, I appreciate all the love. You feel me?
Less
Radio.
You got any shout-outs before we get into this interview, baby boy?
I just want to shout out everybody that support P. Rilla, support Filthy Rich Records, Floyd Mayweather, the whole movement. We got Lib, Public Relations. We got a lot of people. You know, there's too many people to name. We could just get right to it so I can let y'all know what I got coming in the near future.
Definitely, definitely, man. Yeah, so first and foremost, man, what started you, you know, what inspired you to get into, you know, the whole music business? What made you say, yo, this is what I want to do?
Oh, man, it's been years, like, you know, it's been years ago, like in junior high school, you know, I used to do music, and I started, like, doing music with Poster Boy, and Poster Boy was, like, the first, like, rapper, the freestyle champion to win 106 in Park. You know, he from Harlem as well, so, you know, we used to do our 1-2 thing on the mic, but then we went our separate ways, you know, and just went on with our own careers. And, you know, I really wasn't focused on music because I was just living regular life, but, you know, people kept telling me, you know, you need to continue with the music. You know, you hot, you got talent. So that's what I did. You know, I had a lot of connections before music. People who in the industry, I already knew them before I was doing music. So I had the relationships already. All I had to do is, you know, make the records and put them out, because that's what the industry is about. It's about relationships.
Definitely, definitely, that's the truth. And, you know, and building rapport and building relationships in the industry is very important, man. That definitely, you know, helps with your longevity in the business. Because, man, a lot of people be burning bridges, man. And the messed up thing about it, this is a small world. And everybody
Absolutely.
Knows everybody.
Yeah. So that's what happened. And that's how, like, I got the situation with Floyd. Because I actually met Floyd through Poster Boy, but... you know, me and Floyd kept a copacetic, you know, love was love, even though, you know, him and Poster may have saw differences, like with the business aspect, because Poster Boy was technically signed to Floyd first. And I'm not really an artist of Filthy Rich Records. Actually, I'm the CEO of Filthy Rich Records, but when I came over here and took over for Floyd, we cleaned house because we had a lot of artists that, you know, had a lot of baggage with them and stuff like that, so we cleaned house. And what I'm doing right now is just releasing records, you know, under P. Rilla, just to keep the name out there and the record label afloat. So, you know, I got a bunch of records. I'm going to keep them out there. We're looking for talent so people can holler at us about getting deals, singers, rappers, producers, engineers, or whatever. But until then, I'm going to continue to put out the music and continue to keep the record label on my back.
Well, that's what's up, man. Shoot. That's a big responsibility right there, son. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of work, but, you know, I got good people like, you know, like Ariel. I got Floyd supporting me 100%. And just a bunch of friends and family that, you know, all believe in the movement and have the common goal that I have. So, you know, when you got everybody on the same page, it makes the job much easier.
And you originally from New York, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm in New York. I'm in Vegas right now, so I'm West Coasting it right now. I stay in Vegas, so, you know, I'm back and forth, though. You know, all my fam up there. But, you know, the business is out here, so, you know, got to work.
Definitely, definitely, man. And, you know, being a CEO and being an artist, is it hard to balance it out?
Yeah, sometimes because, like, you know, like, you harder on a lot of other people. Like when I have artists, people think, it's like, you know, it's harder for me. It puts me in an uncompromising position because some people might think I'm biased because I do music as well. So I might not think this high. You know, I look at it from a personal standpoint and from a professional standpoint, but people may see it as being biased because I do music myself. So that's the biggest problem I have. But, you know, if you hot, you hot. You know, I've worked with a lot of artists that, you know, was hotter than me, you know, but it's not about your talent at all times. You got to have your business in order too, so, and have the mind for it. So until we find that right person, that well-rounded artist, you know, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing right now. And when that time comes, then we'll go with the artist. But, you know, these artists, like, we don't have time to like kind of develop any artists, and I don't want to take an artist that's already been out or you know, like a so-called like a has-been. So it's kind of tough in that sense too. So we're just ready for that next hot person.
Yeah, definitely the truth. I'm going to throw it over to my boy Bugsy over there on the other side over there in Boston. Bugsy, you got a question for my man P. Rilla?
Yeah, definitely do. First off, you know, salute everything you do, man. You know what I mean? Keep it up. You know, I say that to everybody. But my thing is, you know, it's a question because, you know, like Floyd come from that box and he in the ring, like, you know what I mean? So as far as like when it comes to the music, you being a music man, like, sometimes you have to like sit him down and talk to him and be like, well, you know, like certain things have to be handled like this because, you know, like, well, I'm not going to say he's not just because, you know, I really don't know too much about him. Like, you know what I mean? He might not be a musical person. Like I said, he's that boxing man. You know what I mean? So sometimes do you have to like sit him down and like talk to him like, you know, like this is how certain things got to go, or is he already on top of his A game as far as like this music code?
Well, Floyd, you know, he has, like, music in his blood. You know, he has a great love for music. That's why he created the record label. It was unfortunate that, you know, the label didn't go to where it needed to go, but that's where I come into play because, you know, like you said, he's a boxer. So in that aspect, he's focused on that because that's what's putting the food on the table. That's what provides the money for the record label. So that's why I took over so that he could concentrate on his craft and I could run the label under the Mayweather brand. And, you know, actually, like Floyd, like throughout history, Floyd knows about more music than me. You know, I do music, but he knows he's a hip hop head. So, and he knows about marketing because, again, he's self-made. You know, he built himself up. No, nobody had to build Floyd Mayweather. He fought from the ground up to fight. Now he's fighting in the biggest fights of his life and getting millions of dollars for it. So, you know, he has an excellent mind for marketing and a great ear for music. So when he put those two together, he knows how to make, you know, a big brand out the label. So to answer that, you know, we don't have a problem on that end.
Yeah, I mean, I just definitely had to ask it, you know what I mean? Because, like, a lot of people just know him as a, you know, a boxer. So when people hear Mayweather doing music, you know what I mean? They might, you know, have a little certain ideas. So you clearing it up, you know what I mean? Hopefully everybody
knows. Yeah, that's just because a lot of other athletes that got record labels and you know, people don't take it serious, you know. So that's why I'm just here to change that mindset. Like, you know, people are more than just, you know, like Floyd is like an entertainer. Like you saw him on Dance with the Stars, you saw him on WWE, you see him in a boxing ring, you see him on reality shows. So he's just not a boxer. A lot of them guys are just boxers. A lot of them guys are just basketball players. He's an entertainer. So Floyd is even doing music. You know, he get in the studio and cut a few records and actually got some hot stuff. And I'm not just saying it because I know him. You know, like he's on a mixtape that we're about to put out called Paper or Plastic. And, you know, he got a lot of songs that he could come out with an album if he want. And labels are really biting the deal with Floyd because, as a rapper, because they know with Floyd, we can match marketing dollars and it's a win-win situation. So, you know, we don't really have no problem in that aspect.
Definitely, that's what it is. Call us calling right now at 347-826-7722. Right now, we're live with P. Rilla, newly appointed CEO of Filthy Rich Records, you know what I'm saying? You know, established by your man Floyd Mayweather, you know, established boxing champion. You know, he's live in the building, live here talking with us about his new music and new things and the company live on the show. We're going to open up the line for a caller. We got a caller live in the building, and then we're going to go to some more questions and go into some music. We got a caller from the 347 live in the building. Peace.
Can you hear me?
What up?
Hey, what up, kid?
What's good? It's your boy Bad Seed, Nicholas K, calling in. I heard you just played the joint. You know, good looking. Shout to P. Rilla. I've been hearing your name bubbling for a little while. My ears to the street. Salute, brother.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate you, dog.
Well, congrats on everything and all that. Yeah, no.
Yes, sir.
Lush, what up, Lushy?
Ain't nothing
goody?
Much, man. You know what I'm saying? I got nothing but love for you, man. This is my boy, Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Bassy. You know, he was on tour with Mips doing his 1-2. I appreciate you calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, like, really excited because, you know, I got two good people live in the show besides, you know, my co-host live in the building.
Yeah, man. Yo, P. Rilla, where can the brother submit some material, bro? Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Send it to Filthy Rich Records Music. You know what I'm saying? And that's at Gmail. And you know, I check that personally and get at you. Or you can send it directly. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you another one where I know I check every day, because sometimes people check the Filthy Rich Music, because that's where a lot of the music go. But I got a personal one. You can send it to the Harlem Hot Boy, T-H-E-H-A-R-L-E-M-H-O-T-B-O-Y. Just spelled just like how it is. The Harlem Hot Boy.
Wait. Harlem Hot Boy?
The Harlem Hot Boy.
All right. The Harlem Hot Boy. At Gmail?
Yeah.
People listening,
they can send it there. I'm on it right now, as a matter of fact. So.
That's what
yeah, man.
Y'all
so
independent
as soon as
artists,
get that,
I heard
I'm
that, man. He said they looking for artists right now. Submit your music. Your man is on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy right now. Y'all
I'm going hard body
that.
On Twitter today.
Yeah, man. Put that Twitter
Yo,
out there for the people,
too.
Man.
I'm
going to
follow you too, bro. At Nicholas
yeah, follow
K,
me.
Follow you. Yeah,
follow me, and I'm going to definitely hit you back out. You know, my joint is Chillerilla, Chiller underscore Rilla, C-H-I-L-L-A underscore R-E-A-L-A. You know, there ain't nobody else. That's me. I'm going to hit everybody who hit me. I'm going to hit them back.
Yeah, man. Yes, make sir. Sure y'all follow him, man. It's crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all follow him on the Twitter, Chiller underscore Rilla, C-H-I-L-L-A underscore R-E-A-L-A. Y'all independent artists need to call in right now, man. It's crazy right now. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I'm telling
P.
you.
P. Rilla, man, you know, I heard from a birdie, besides you being a great artist, besides you being a CEO, you know what I'm saying, I got to commend you because I heard you a graduate from Virginia State University, my dude.
Oh, yes, you know, that's what it is. Like, you know, at first, you know, I used to play ball, you know, back in the day. So, you know, that took me, you know, the pursuit of college education. So, you know, I could always go on a hip-hop scene. I could go in a ballroom. And, you know, after it's all said and done, when I'm an old man, I still,
you
know
what, Rilla? You know what? They scared of that. They scared of that, bro. They scared the fact that you well rounded like that. Yo, everybody out there listening, man, well round yourself or kill yourself, yo. It's 010, man.
Well, no, ain't too cool to go to school. You feel me? Like, I ain't afraid to say what I did, with my accomplishment.
Yeah, man. Nah, that's
so,
better than
I recommend everybody.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's way better than that, bro.
For real. But you know what I'm saying? You definitely come from a line of other artists that, you know what I'm saying, went to college. So I commend that, man. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Because that's work going to college, man. College is not easy. And before you got into the music game, you know, I heard you was a social worker with you. That's, I definitely commend
yeah.
that, man, because being yeah, a social
absolutely.
Worker is serious, man.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that was a crazy job. And, you know, jobs like that just, you know, prepare you for the outside world and whatever field you go in. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like I deal with music. You deal with a different lot of personalities every day. You know, people switching up, people lying, people being fake. You know, you got to know how to deal with that mentally and don't even take none of that personal.
Definitely, man. Yo. And we got another caller. We got callers, yo. I think they just blowing up crazy. If you're just calling in right now, we got your man P. Real alive in the building, newly found CEO of Filthy Rich Records, you know what I'm saying, established by your boy Floyd Mayweather, you know what I'm saying. They are looking for artists and everything, and he also got some new music popping on live in the building on Lush Radio Online that we about to go into in a few, man. But real quick, man, put that. Tell us about the new things that's coming out, man, the new music, what's going on with Filthy Rich, you know, and everything, and some of the producers y'all working with and everything right now.
Right now I was kind of like working on like album songs, but now that I connected with like a lot of people, because I've been traveling, I bumped into a lot of people, I decided to put together like a compilation album. So Filthy Rich is going to have a compilation album that's going to be in stores called A Money Machine. And we're going to have everybody on it. We're going to have Young Jock. We're going to have 50 Cent. We're going to have Jadakiss. We're going to have Cassidy. We're going to have myself. We're going to have The Landlord. We're going to have Veer Man. Those are people that we're working with. Canary Yellow Cello, my boy SL500. We got a lot of people who are establishing other people that I may have never heard before, but they have great talent. You know, we doing that. Then I got a personal mixtape called Paper or Plastic, where I got my boy DJ Webstar, I got Ron Browse, Red Cafe, Jadakiss, a whole bunch of people on that, my boy Crisis. So I'm just working with a lot of artists, producers, my boy Reefer. I got my boy Ron Browse, who also does production. I got the super producer. He's our in-house producer. He's doing a lot of our tracks, you know, because we want to keep it in-house and keep it family. You know, I always give people opportunity. And producers, y'all can send y'all heat to the Harlem Hot Boy as well. And I just recommend it's just me checking. So people who sending their stuff in, you know, put your best foot forward. You know, put your best music out there, you know, because, you know, your music got to stick. Don't send me 5 songs. I listen to the first 4 because that 5th one might be the hot one, but I might not listen to it. So, and that's where we at with it.
Definitely, definitely, man. Callers, I'm gonna bring to call.
Wait, hold on, Les. I got a question for him, though. I got a question. Well, what type of, you know, there's different types of hip-hop nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what type of hip-hop are y'all actually looking for? What y'all in the market for? You know,
over here we got an open mind, so we don't care if you got backpack music, we don't care if you got skateboard music, we don't care if you got street music, we don't care if you got bubblegum music. If it's making sense, we with it. You know, we got an open mind over here, and we know the person that got that different sound, like just like Drake, he came with something different, so, and that's what's making him win. The people with the different sound is going to win. So I don't care, like, I don't care if we do rock star music, you know, pop rap, rock rap, whatever. I don't care if it's hot. We're going to run with it. We're going to put a marketing plan behind it, and we're going to make money.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You know, the difference is we got, you know, we do everything on our own, and we all know Floyd is known, Floyd Money Mayweather. So he likes to spend money. He likes to, you know, stunt. He likes to be a showboat. So, you know, that's going to really build the artists up huge because he could throw the money out. He could get all the marketing and wrap the trucks with the artist's face on it and push the music out there, get the distribution. So we don't got no problem putting out an artist. We got problems finding the right artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's real talk right there.
Yeah.
So real quick, we're going to – I see y'all 2 callers on the line. Y'all callers on the line. We're going to open the line for y'all guys in a quick second. I'm going to go to this quick song from P. Rilla featuring Trey Songz. They Ain't Like Us, but I want you to go ahead and introduce this joint real quick, P. Rilla.
Yo, this your boy, P. Rilla. You know, y'all checking out my new smash, They Ain't Like Us, featuring my homie Trey Songz. You know, it's more than rap with him and more than music. You know, you can put that on and let him hear it.
Okay, that's what it is. We about to go into this song right now. Y'all better check for it. And when we come back, artists, stay on the line. I'm going to let y'all in. We're going to go into this song real quick, and we'll be right back with your man, P. Rilla, newly found CEO of 50 Rich Records, established by Floyd Mayweather. We're going to this song, They Ain't Like Us, P. Rilla featuring Trey Songz. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. They call me P. That real, and I'm so real, ladies. Trey Songz.
I never thought I had a girl, better yet a woman. I had too many girls, had too many women. And now the only thing on my mind is the grind and the time that I spend with you. Shawty in my pool, you know I got you. And we gon' do whatever you want to do. And you know can't nobody do it like me. Can't nobody do it like you.
Like you know, folks smart from the streets with a tough swag. And never mind the haters, focus on making us last. Knew you stood out from the girls in my rough past. Time to settle down now, I'm blessed with enough cash. I used to creep with the runway models, hit them and quit them. I always had a one-day model, but with you is a better future. Plus you're finer than ever, just like old wine from the cellar. And it seemed like, boo, every man wanna have you. That's why now it's just me and you when we travel. Yeah, my jet can make a trip in a minute. So when you heard I had a citation, no, I ain't getting a ticket.
I never thought I had a girl, better yet a woman. I had too many girls, had too many women. And now the only thing on my mind is the time and the time that I spend with you. Shawty in my pool, you know I got you. And we gon' do whatever you want to. And you know can't nobody do it like me. Can't nobody do it like you. They ain't like us, they ain't like us, they ain't like us. like us, they hate like us. They could try to be fly, nothing like you and I. We shine, baby girl, trust, they hate like us.
Hey, my, it's the newcomer. I take you to the day spa, let them shut your eyes with the cucumber. Face mask followed up by massages with a body oil that you find in the forest. You're gonna have a different appearance when I put you in them new jeans that most of chickens ain't wearing. Oh yeah, you my rock star, princess, sassy divine. Little mama, she had to be mine. Now my life make the best sense.
Right.
Yeah, we both in the bed, you under my arm, just watching the Fresh Prince.
Right.
You turn me on when you do the Capri look. Make me wanna cancel all the shows that leave book. You make me wanna kidnap you in a lamb cause it stick faster. The same color as Ritz crackers. Let's stroll along on inside. I never thought I'd have a girl, I was born to fly.
Let's go. Never thought I had a girl. Better yet a woman. I had too many girls, had too many women. And now the only thing on my mind is the time and the time that I spend with you.
Yeah.
Shawty, you're my boo.
Yeah.
You know I got you. And we gon' do whatever you want to do.
Oh.
And you know, can't nobody do it like me.
No.
You can't nobody do it like you. They hate like us, they hate like us, they hate like us, they hate like us.
Oh.
They could try to be fly, nothing like you and I. We shine, baby girl, trust, they hate like us.
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's Berry.
Yeah, y'all, this is Al B back, and you are now listening to my new single, that's I Like It, featuring DMC, right here on New Talk City Radio with TDI and my homie, DJ Showcase. You already know.
That's what it is. You're back on Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying? And
you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. We're live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Definitely giving y'all what y'all need, what y'all want. We're going to open up the lines in a quick second. Like I said, we got the newly found CEO. You know what I'm saying? In the building, P-Rilla. And that was the song featuring Trey Songz right there. Definitely a nice one, people. I want to know what y'all think about that. Calling at 347-826-7722. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Definitely tuning in and checking in the show. You already know what it is. Yep. It's your girl, Leshy Lush, live in the building. P-Rilla. P-Rilla, that was a nice joint right there, fam.
I appreciate it. You know, we got a lot of them joints like that. You know, I got a lot of songs, a lot of art, you know, joint with Ray J. You know, a lot of smash joint with my boy Boom. That's, I got smash killers. I ain't even saying that. I just been holding them because I don't want to make it seem like I'm just trying to focus on my own career because I'm good. P-Rilla's good, you know, like without, with or without music, you know. So I don't have to do music, but I'm just trying to get the opportunity to artists who are talented and who deserve a fair shot that the really big label's not going to give. And that's what we're just trying to do, create an opportunity in a lane over here.
That's what it is. I'm opening up the phone call, open up the lines for some callers. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller from the block number, what's your name? And you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's popping? Caller from the block number, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's popping?
Oh, when y'all call, y'all got to have your phone game together.
Caller from the 504. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Cy Young. That's my rap name I use down here. What's up with you? I'm just checking out your joint. It's nice. Trey on there. He's doing his thing. So, you know, that's all good. Yeah, you got that. I'm trying to figure out what's your contact at information because I got in kind of late and I missed that.
Yeah, like I was telling everybody else because I said forget the Filthy Rich Gmail joint. I'm giving you the direct joint that I be on every day, monitoring myself every day, and that's the Harlem Hot Boy at Gmail. That's T-H-E Harlem, H-A-R-L-E-M Hot Boy, H-O-T-B-O-Y. The Harlem Hot Boy at Gmail. It's spelled just like how you hear
it. Alright. And I got like 16 songs I put on YouTube. I just send you some and I'm going to send you my you know, all my contact info, cause I like what y'all doing. I mess with Floyd, you know, we like stunting down here. Floyd like stunting up there, so that's how we, you know, that's how we do. So,
yeah.
What area are you calling from, caller?
I'm in New Orleans. 504 is what it says. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I said. What's up, Walt? You know.
I heard.
We got relationships with, you know, Bird, you know, and Weezy, so. You know, it's all love and NO.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you up. Cy Young, remember me. Cy Young.
Yeah, definitely. Hit me up.
I'm going to hit you up. Good looking, though.
All right, Samo. Good luck with everything.
Next out there in the New Orleans area, too. That's my girl, too. And we got another caller. Caller from the 216. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. That looks like Ohio. What's goody, fam? Tell us your name and where you calling from. You're talking to your man, P. Rilla. What's popping?
Hey, it's Akia from Cleveland.
What's up, baby girl?
The new Cleveland without LeBron. I just wanted to say.
The new Cleveland.
Yeah, the new Cleveland. Good looking for everybody, like the new artists out here. I'm not an artist personally, but I just like what you're doing. And I want to forward your information to a lot of other people in Cleveland are doing their thing.
I appreciate you, baby.
All right, good luck. Bye-bye.
That's all what's right. up, man. Appreciate that. You know what I mean? Shout out to Shorty that just called in. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's listening to the show right now, man. This is what it's about, man. Lush Radio out here, man, to support independent artists, you know, independent record labels that's doing their things, you know what I'm saying, giving them the voice where, you know what I mean, the voice might not be heard elsewhere, you know what I'm saying, worldwide, international, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Right. That's what it is, you know what I mean? And real recognize real, man, in this game, seriously. You know
right.
what I mean?
And it ain't too many real ones in this game. That's where we come in, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
We just here to try to, like I said, open up that lane and give artists that who are talented a fair shot.
Because,
you know, we already know it's like basketball. There's 1,000 basketball players, but only a certain few make it to the NBA. It's like there's 1,000 rappers out there, but only a few get signed. So, you know, we just trying to start that other league up, you know, like that D League. You know.
Yeah, I got a shout out. All these cats on the Twitter going in right now, you know, JNS Moore Management, you know, Shy Young NOE, Gutter Art, it's like mad people on the Twitter. Shout out to DJ Ronan, shout out to Talisa D, Miss Lena Renee, you know, DJ Ricky Ruckus, Net Wiz Kid, and Hood Affair DVDs. Shout out to the whole squad. Squad up, Lush Radio Online, jump on the wave or get washed up, baby. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? Like I said, call in at 347-826-7722. Bugsy, you got another question for my man P. Rilla fam?
Nah, not really any questions, but I mean, you know, like I said, man, I'll be doing my joint this Friday in the stool, so I'll definitely be sending him something, man. You know, look out for that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm on it. As soon as you get it to me, I'm on it.
Definitely.
Much respect.
The other thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, when it comes to the music and it comes to presentation, you know, as being the CEO, when it comes to some of these artists, what do you think are some things that some of these artists are lacking, you know, when it comes to presentation, and what are some no-nos that these artists need to know when they're submitting music to you?
First, they have to understand, like, this is not like when you're dealing with an independent label, like, you know, you have very limited people around, not like a Universal or a major label. So they got 100 people working on certain things, getting music submissions and everything. So don't keep, like, being a Bug's Life. Keep hitting me, yo, you checked it out. Like, that's one turn off because it's just me. I'm not Superman. I will check out the music. You know, there's a lot of people. I don't know what order the music come in, and I just try to check it. As I'm saying, I look at the name. If people submit pictures, you know, I look at it like that. I know some people send 1,000 songs. Like I said, only send me 3 songs. Put your best foot forward. That's what it is. You know, don't come up to me and want to hand me 10 CDs. You know, if I take one and I see you again, don't try to hand me another CD or, you know, tell me your whole life story when you see me, you know, like, because I might be on a move and, you know, I might say, all right, what's up, fam, you know, whatever, because I still want to be respectful because I know how it is to be on the grind and want to get that shot. So I never turn them down, but, you know, just come correct. I don't never, like, judge people. Like, some people don't have, like, the money for certain press-ups and certain graphics. So I don't judge that because they could have the song that we need. So I don't judge that because I know how it is to be on the grind. So the main thing is just don't be a bug with it, you know, like they say on any interview. Don't call us. We'll call you.
And you know what? I definitely respect the fact that you're very open-minded when it comes to the music. And, you know, you're very humble because, you know, some people be having, you know what I'm saying, acting like they stuff don't stink. You know what I mean? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
But, you know, I try to carry it like how I used to say before I was in a position, you know what I'm saying? Because I used to always say, yo, when I get in a position, I ain't going to never be like that because I know how some people did me. And trust me, I remember the names and I remember the faces. So, you know, and there's a lot of people I see now like, oh, yeah, yo, Rilla, yo, P-Rilla, yo, don't front, yo, this ain't. You fronted on me when I was trying to get with you before everything popped for me. So, you know what I'm saying? But they don't remember that. But, you know who the real and who the fake. And that's who I continue to deal with. That's why most of the artists I deal with personally. Like, it's just not music. I might be at their house. They might be at my house. We might go out. We might have a drink or whatever. You know, I deal with them on a personal level. So it's just not music with us. But a lot of people, what is just music, I don't mess with them because, you know, they Hollywood.
So if an artist is to be signed, if an artist gets signed, you know, by chance with Filthy Rich, you know, what's the atmosphere over there? Like, how do you guys work? What's the atmosphere? Is it more like family and stuff like that? How's the movement over there?
And that's a good question because, like I said before, we're not a major label, so it's more family-oriented over here. So despite your music, we got to get along personally because we do a lot of personal things like go on vacation together, go on trips, hang out, go to the club. Just hang out as like we move as one, like a unit. And if you're a rapper, if you Floyd assistant, if you do whatever, if you're a driver, whatever you do, whatever your occupation is, under the Mayweather brand, we're still doing things as one. We all staying in the same hotels. It ain't saying, oh, you're a driver, you stay at the motel, and we stay in a 5-star. Not everybody stay in the same hotel. And what happened with a lot of artists is they come over here and they live that life and they forget why they came here. Like, they ride around, they go shopping on shopping sprees. They ride around in Ferraris and Bentley, Rolls Royces, and they get jewelry, they get money. They go on trips, they stay in the best hotels, eat at the best restaurants. And then the grind is out of them because you already kind of like babied them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we went wrong with a lot of artists. So that might have messed it up for, you know, for the newcomers because, you know, people got too comfortable and they tend to want to live P-Rilla or live Floyd's life. And, you know, Floyd worked very hard all these years to get what he got. And, you know, I got a story behind me myself and I just ain't pop up out of nowhere and just say, oh, yeah, I'm living like this. So we got to understand it's a grind and they missed the focus. Like, they here, so they just wanted to pop like that, you know, like, oh, I've been trying to get on for 5 years. Now that I'm on, just put me on. Like, now it's still going to take some time, even though your foot is in the door, and that's what they have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep their mind focused. If I go to the club, huh?
And definitely, you know, when it comes to, you know, putting an artist out, like, an artist is not going to pop in a month. You know. Unless they've been doing it for a while, you know what I mean? You're not going to pop in a month. And plus, behind that, it takes a marketing plan behind it to execute that and then put it in effect, you know? And people just keep forgetting that. They think that, yo, this ain't, you know, overnight celebrity. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right, and that's how it is. And it's kind of like a boot camp. Like, when you come here, you know, we might have you out here for a month and a half. You might not be technically signed a Filthy Rich, but we might be, you know what I'm saying, using your name, putting it on the internet, and working with you in and out the studio, and you might not be technically signed the Filthy Rich Records. So that's the process right there because, like I said, we have to all have a relationship and have to be on the same common ground. So if Floyd and I, myself and the artist, don't sit down and have the same common goal, then it's really not going to work because a lot of artists come over here and they want to do what they want to do, you know, that's not how business goes, you know. We always give artists, you know, a little bit of creative control, but at the end of the day, it's a much bigger risk because we put our own money up, you know. So we have to, even if they come with their own plan, we have to strongly believe in it.
Definitely, that's the truth. We're going to open up the lines again for some more callers. We got a caller from the 678. Live in the building. That's
an A. Put them in.
What it do, Lush? This Arch, nigga. This Arch, Vase.
This who?
Ever So Cold.
Oh, Archie Ever So. What up, fam?
What it do, Vase? Shit, on the line. I'm just listening in, checking in, seeing what y'all talking about. And I'm hearing the good shit over here. You know, I just DM'd you on the Twitter. I said I'm going to get on the line and check y'all out and see what else is going on over here.
That's what it is, man. If y'all don't know, this is my boy Archie Ever So Cold. Y'all remember that classic joint, We Ready? And, you know,
yeah.
I always say his song, Keep Winning. You know what I'm saying? He live in the building right now. That's what's up, Archie. How you feel about everything that P. Rilla was talking about?
I mean, on we censored right now or not?
Nah, we ain't censored, man. Do what you
okay.
do, man.
On some real nigga shit? that's a label where a lot of artists probably want to be, but he's telling the truth, like, especially from my standpoint, already having a major situation before, like what he was talking about, how niggas going to lose their grind because they getting all this stuff, you know, when they first get there. And it's not, I'm not going to say it's bad to give an artist anything, but you got to make them work for something. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, because
right.
you're just thinking, shit, they is with Floyd now. This is Floyd Mayweather who, you know, I mean, just like bro was saying, nigga, you're going to be in five-star hotels, but your ass still need to be writing at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right,
just
exactly.
Floyd out
exactly.
partying, nigga, don't mean you could be out partying.
And that's exactly what I was trying to point out, trying to get across, fam. Like, Floyd go to the club, they want to go to the club, and next thing you know, they ain't been in the studio in 2 weeks. They don't have no material.
Yeah.
They want to party and mess with girls all the time, and they forgot to focus why they came over here and why we had interest in them.
Exactly. And actually, man, I would like to speak business with you. I give you some of my records, you know, see where we can go from there, because we fully independent where I'm at. Actually, it's just my own situation or whatever. But actually, what he's saying, man, it's the right thing. And a lot about the family thing, too. A lot of niggas don't know that when you are indie, it's more about us than an I.
Right.
You got to be able to focus that strength, you know what I'm saying? Just like you were saying, if niggas ain't on the same page, shit ain't going to go nowhere anyway. It don't matter how much money niggas got behind them.
Exactly.
Because the
exactly.
artist, as soon as he gets somewhere and he feel like, you know, y'all ain't doing the right thing or whatever, just because he's an artist and he don't really understand the business, he or she or whoever, you know, they going to go whichever route they go. And that fucks us, a lot of us up out here. You know,
mm-hmm.
because niggas think they going to jump to a, say they sign to you, right, bro? And, you know, universal in their ear, because we know how these snake-ass businesses.
Yeah,
you got
yeah,
other
exactly.
motherfuckers running around, hey, man, they ain't doing the right thing with you. We can do this, we can do that. And since they album ain't been put out yet or they ain't got no single out yet, even though these niggas ain't looking at, they done ran up a $60,000 expense sheet.
They totally could get that far.
Yeah, they totally forget about that. And then, you know, try to make a move behind a nigga back and not knowing the business, that's going to shut down everything, because now you're going to put the shutdown on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you can't do that. You on contract, blah, 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 so on and so forth. But it's a lot about loyalty, respect, and morals in this shit if you really want to survive out here as an indie.
Mm-hmm. You telling us
yep.
that's cool.
That's what. Hey, P. Rilla, can you put out that email again and stuff?
That's the Harlem Hot Boy, THEHARLEMHOTBOY. Send me a music because, you know, what's understood ain't got to be talked about. We know you know how to make music already, so, you know, just, you know, get your music over here, and we could go from there.
Definitely, definitely.
That's what it is, the Harlem Hot Boy. The Harlem Hot
Boy. The Harlem Hot Boy. Should I get you something later on today? I'm going to go hit the lab a little later on.
The Harlem Hot
Boy. I'm going to look forward to that.
Is that gmail.com?
Gmail, yeah.
At Gmail? Got you.
That's what it is. And Archie, also... his Twitter also for you guys. Make sure you guys follow him and let him know that you heard him on Lush Radio Online. It's Chilla underscore Rilla, CHILLA underscore REALA. Make sure you definitely follow him on Twitter and definitely support him with the whole movement he got over there. And Archie, I'm just like so happy that you called in, because you know you always make me happy and you know I'm a play keep winning.
I've just been ripping and running, man. Just ripping and running these streets trying to make this shit happen, man. You know me. You coming down to the 8 next month?
I don't know. I'm trying to come out there soon. When I come out there, I'm going to definitely check with you, fam.
Yeah, we got to go get fucked up somewhere. You know how we do it. You know how we do it.
I got to hit that yeah. wet willy, huh?
Yeah, you know, you wet willies are tough, man. Hey, man, they just killed the wet willies out here, though, bro. Like, they just took the DJ out and everything. Man, I went over there, what, two
yeah.
days ago? Nigga, that shit is... It ain't nothing like the other ones. Put it like that. Like, the one in South Beach make our shit just look terrible. Straight
wow.
up.
Archie, stay on the line with us, boo. I got another caller.
I'm just twisting up. I'm with you.
That's what it is, man. Put it in the hand. We got another caller from the 317 live in the building. You're live with your man, P. Rilla. Tell us your name and where you calling from, fammy.
What's good, P. Rilla? What's good, Rush? It's your boy, Collie. What's happening?
Man, what's
That's
up,
what
Famo?
It is, man.
What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing much.
Oh, man, we just grinding, baby.
Well, I feel you. Ain't nothing better.
What area code is that? 317?
Yeah, that's what I want. 317, what is that?
It's your boy, S. Collie. What's good, Lush?
Oh, this S. Collie right there. Ooh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, what's happening with you? What's good? This is Indianapolis, Indiana over here. 317,
yeah.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Over there. He did that song with your man Murphy Lee, Ooh, I'm a Fool, and my man Cassius, man. That joint is definitely hot. What's up?
I'm good with you. I've been listening in.
You got a question for P. Rilla, S. Collie?
Just like what kind of, like, are y'all looking for any type of specific type of movement or, like, music any type of way? Like, do y'all look for East Coast artists or...
We're not closed-minded. You know, it could be a Southern artist. It could be a Midwest artist. Floyd come from the Midwest. You know, I come from the East Coast. We live on the West Coast, so, you know, we got an open mind over here. So, well, you know, whatever you got, whatever movement you have already, what we trying to do is add to that movement and, you know, put a bigger engine behind your movement. And if you got the talent, you know, everything else gonna speak for itself.
That's what it is.
Good luck.
Definitely.
Real good luck.
S. Collie, you know I love you too, Booby.
I appreciate it. I need all the love I can get out here. For real. You know what I mean? Need to come down to NAP this weekend. We got the Black Expo going on. It's going to be major out here.
Yeah, the Black Expo was big in Indianapolis. It's almost the Essence Festival or something like that.
Yeah, mug is going to be massive this weekend. The whole downtown will be taken over. So y'all need to make y'all way down here and have some fun. Network. That's all it is. A gang of black businesses and black owners and black everything.
What's up, man? Shout out to Indianapolis, man, the whole squad, man. Shout out to Stop Beefing Radio and all of y'all, man, over there, man. Squad up, man. Love y'all, man. Stay on the line with me, man. We got another caller from the block number. Caller from the block number. You're live in the building with P. Rilla. What's crack-a-lacking? Caller from the block number. All righty, then. You know how Jay-Z say, on to the next one, right?
You got to stalk it, Lush. You got to stalk it.
A lot of them times, them black numbers be haters. That's why they blocking
either,
the number.
They're either haters or they're either my stalkers, and they just like to hear my voice and breathe on the line and stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. So, the other thing I want to ask you, when it comes to, like, community things, like for giving back to the community, are there any things that, you know, you do to give back?
Absolutely, because I believe when you do good, your blessings come from all angles, you know, and I was blessed enough to be put in a certain position, and I just want to give back. You know, like you said, I was a social worker before, so, you know, working with kids is like a real, real big thing of mine. So, like, even today, this morning, I got up 9 o'clock in the morning. Even though I hung out last night, I got up 9 o'clock in the morning, and Floyd has a six-week program, a boxing camp for all ages, all the way up to 21, and it's a free camp, and they get free sneakers, free T-shirts, free shorts, and I went there and volunteered for, you know, I volunteered for last week and this week, so, you know, I go there every day from 9 to 12 at the boxing camp, and every 2 weeks, we feed food to the homeless in downtown Las Vegas, on the north side of Las Vegas. So I'm keeping that up, you know, and, you know, just looking out for the good people that's around me that's, you know, like, unfortunate to do certain things that I could do. So, you know, I try to take a little weight off their back, too. So I'm always giving back, always looking out. But, you know, the bad part about that, sometimes you get burnt in the end.
Definitely, man. And I know that, man, because we always do things on Lush Radio and with my women's empowerment group and everything that we do. You know, some people take your kindness for weakness, but at the end of the day, you can't even think of it like that. It's a blessing, and you'll get yours back 10 times fold, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Definitely. And I definitely, you know, appreciate that, man. And, you know, for some advice for, you know, for youth coming into this game, what kind of advice would you give them getting into business?
I'm just going to say have a level head, you know, always put your craft first, you know, be on top of your business, and the rest will fall in place. And the key thing, this is a business, so you have to know the business. Even if you don't know the business in and out, at least know some of the business because you want to know what you're getting into. It's just not about putting the records out there and people listening to them.
Definitely, that's the truth. And like I said, we're going to come right back. I'm going to go into a quick song. We're going to come right back with your boy P. Rilla. Make sure y'all get y'all questions together because I'm going to give y'all another chance to ask them some questions when we come back from this song. And this song is dedicated, you know what I'm saying, to all the haters out there. You know what I'm saying? If you're a hater, I congratulate you because you know what? You're free promoting me. You know what I'm saying? You're keeping my name in your mouth. You know what I mean? You keep Rilla's name in your mouth. You keep everybody's name in your mouth. Real talk, you know, no matter what anybody say, they say keep winning. Keep doing what you got to do. Don't stop for nobody and keep your eyes on the prize because nobody knows the bigger picture but you. You know what I mean? And make sure the people you got around you see the same big picture. You know what I mean? So we're going to go to this song, and we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online, man. The livest internet radio show online. And we're going to be back with your man P. Rilla in the building.
Yep.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now.
Hey,
love for dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.
Wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 dead up, they ain't wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles.
Yeah.
I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow.
Yo, this Van Speaks from Germany, and I rock with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yes, your girl Lushy Lush, man. It's global, baby. Y'all better stop acting like y'all don't know. We all over the world, man. From city to country, to island, from the UK all the way to Amsterdam, where they got the best herbage ever. You know what I mean? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. Keep the negativity over that way because we got the positivity over here on this way. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. We got your man, Pete Rilla, newly appointed CEO of Filthy Rich Records, you know what I'm saying, established by your man, Floyd Mayweather, live in the building. Not just a CEO, but also an artist, also a down-to-earth dude, good dude, live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online, man. And that song went out to all them people, man. Keep winning, and we're live with your boy back in the building. We're going to open up the lines again. If you got questions, call in at 347-826-7722. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Yo. I definitely feeling your vibe. I'm loving everything that you just putting out there for the world to hear, man. I'm loving everything that you have to offer, fam. And I just wish you nothing but success, man. You know what I'm saying? With yeah. Floyd, the movement, you as an artist, everything that you got to, you know, to bring to the table, man.
Yes, yes. You know, I appreciate it. And, you know, I just try to get the people to real, you know. A lot of people really don't have the knowledge of what's going on. Therefore, they can't really go in the right direction. So, you know, I'm just trying to take the knowledge that I have. I don't know everything, but the knowledge that I do have, I'm trying to pass on. You know, I don't want to be the only one here.
Definitely, definitely, man. And, you know, shout out to my man Archie Everso. That was one of his songs, though, Keep Winning, man. That's actually one of my motivational songs. When I play that joint, when I be like, I hate these haters, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is. But we got some more callers live on the line, man. Make your questions real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? We got some new callers on the line. Caller from the block number again. You're live in the building with your man, P. Rilla. You got a question? Tell us your name and where you calling from. Caller from the block number. I see your hand raised. What's popping? Man, stop acting scared, man. You better talk.
They really just want to hear your voice. Look, if y'all call him black, we ain't even doing no black now. Show your number.
That's like baseball. That's three strikes, man. You had three times. You know?
For real. We got a caller from the 954. That looks like Florida or something like that. 954, what it do, baby?
What's happening with you, Lush? What's good? I'm just checking into the show, showing you some love. This is Professor X from UpcomingStudio.com. How you doing this evening?
It's good, baby boy.
I'm just chilling, just vibing, just checking your show out.
That's what's up, man. You got a question for P. Rilla?
I mean, like, my main question is, like, that I ask most everybody, like, who are your biggest influence? Like, what caused you to want to get into the type of profession that you're in now?
Well, like early in the show, I said, like, my dude was Poster Boy, who was the first freestyle champion of 106 in Park, and, like, that was my right-hand man growing up, and, you know, I was playing basketball. He was doing a rapping thing, and when I saw him doing it, it kind of inspired me. You know, of course, I listen to, you know, people like, you know, Biggie. I was a huge Tupac fan, you know, people like that. So I would say mainly, I would say like Tupac. You know, I listened to, and I just felt him all the way around. You know, just not in a music aspect, but you know, he was an entertainer. He was a motivational speaker and stuff like that. And I just always, you know, took a liking to that. So. You know, I got other people that's close to me, you know, that supported me and recognized my talent. So the people who stood by me and believed in me, that was kind of my drive too.
That's why I got a song
called "Do It for You," and it's like that kind of song, like, you know, just giving back to the people who supported me.
That's what's up, man. And we got another caller from the 754 live in the building. 754, you got a question for P. Rilla live in the building. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
You already know I'm calling from South Florida myself. You know, I promote for the general Professor X right there from Upcoming Studios. You know what I'm saying? I had a question for you too, P. Millerton. You feel me? I know your boy Poster Boy, he flamed it up on 106, but like, how long did you have to grind before you made your way into what you really had to do?
Oh, this is years of work, fam. Like, I ain't just come in the last couple of years and just came on the scene. Like, I've been doing a lot of DVDs, a lot of mixtape years ago, you know, and people just think that when they don't, because when you grinding, you're not shining, so you're not in the light, so they don't know. So a lot of people think these artists just come on the scene from out of nowhere. Now people had years of grinding in them before they got to the level where they at. So, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, and you know, I could say more than 10 years. I could safely say more than 10 years I've been doing it, and you know, I really wanted it, and it's just I'm blessed that I wanted to do music and put my music out personally as an artist, and somebody recognized that grind, but saw my mind frame in a different on a different level and gave me a bigger opportunity. So now, like, I only could rap for so long, you know, I ain't gonna get no cuter and no younger. So, you know, me being CEO of a label, I always could sit behind a desk, you know, and get money for years. You know, when I'm 50, I could just still be involved in the music business, but, you know, on a certain aspect.
Definitely, that's the truth.
So I was in a blessed situation because I skipped a step, you know. It's sort of like, you know, skipping college and going to the pros, you feel me?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm going to go ahead and, you know, let Archie ask you one more question, and we're going to wrap it up. Archie, you got a final question, you know, with my man P. Rilla?
Really, I mean, I feel him, you know, being out here and dealing with this business, I feel exactly where he comes from. He done answered all the questions I would ask. Now I'm just going to shoot some shit to that email and let's go from there.
Yeah, and then when you hit me, you know, we're gonna chop it up on another note. So when you hit me on the email, you know I'm gonna shoot you my info, and you know, we're gonna holler on the one on one too.
Yeah, cause I mean, and I didn't even know he was an artist until I stayed listening, you know, and that and being a CEO, man, it brings so much to the game because you can feel where an artist is coming from on certain aspects too, where a lot of people are just. Like, especially if you're in a major system right now, half these motherfucking A&Rs don't even know music, dog.
They just go think
whatever they heard on the radio was bubbling, and then they get mad when the nigga just come out with a record, and they almost
lose their job
because, you know what I'm saying? But it's because, you know, they just running to see what the numbers are. If nigga got BDSs, if nigga got this, he can get a situation, but they don't, they're not looking at talent or the grind or anything, you know? So that brings a whole new aspect, as in, if an artist is signed to that label. You know, but
it is what it is.
God is good. And I believe you're going to do exactly what you got to do right there, bro. God ain't put you there for no reason.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God don't make mistakes, brother. So,
nope.
You know, I'm going to make it do what it do.
That's what it is. And like I said, it's an honor and a blessing to have you on the show tonight, P. Rilla.
Likewise. I appreciate everything.
I'm loving your energy. I'm feeling everything that you're doing, man. And I'm saying, yo, just keep blessed. Keep doing what you do. Nothing happens for no reason. You know what I mean? This is your season. And you know what I mean? Keep doing what you do. Can we get a quick little, you know what I'm saying, drop a quick little shout-out, you know what I'm saying, for Lush Radio Online real quick, P. Rilla?
Yeah, this your boy, P. Rilla, CEO of Filthy Rich Records. You're now tuning in to Lush Radio Online. Lush, Bugs, let's get it. Filthy Rich Records.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to call you the One Take Wonder. You were just so good.
Like I said, I just ain't pop up on the scene. I've been doing it for some years.
For real, man. And I definitely got to shout out your publicist because, you know, I hit her up last minute and she made it happen. And I just want to thank her so much.
She's wonderful.
You know, for allowing you to come on tonight. You definitely, you know, made the show tonight, and we definitely appreciate everything that you have to offer. Definitely shout out to her, and make sure that you take her. It's Leira Lanier PR out in California. Shout out to her. Shout out the whole Filthy Rich Records, the whole fam. Shout out to Floyd Mayweather. And we definitely love you, man. We definitely, you know, make us ready for your home. You know what I'm saying? And we want to continue to stay in contact with you. And hopefully this ain't the last time we have you on the show, family.
No, not at all. You know, I appreciate the opportunity, like I said before. And, you know, whatever I could do for y'all guys on this end, just let me know and it's done.
That's what it is. Any more information, people, make sure you contact CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com, and we can give you more information in regards to, you know, contacting P. Rilla. Also, on top of that, make sure you follow P. Rilla on Twitter. It's Chilla_Rilla. And, you know what I'm saying, follow everybody on the camp. You know, shout out to my boy Archie Eversole. Shout out to Bugsy. Shout out to Future Guru 100, K-Star Beauty. You know, all the PRs out there that's on their grind. Cinnamon Jones, E2K on the spot. It is what it is. I'm being Jersey tonight. If you in Jersey, holla at your girl. Lushy Lush, I'm be in the building. I got to stick and move, but you know what it is, man. I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? Keep winning. Keep supporting. You know what I mean? Lush Radio Online. Keep supporting P. Rilla. Keep supporting everybody that comes through on the show, man, because if we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. And that's not how I move. I like to support. So holla at me. You already know what it is, man. I love you, P. Rilla. And I'm
I love you too, baby, and thank you again.
That's what it is, man. Love you.
I won.
And Archie, I love you to death, you know what I'm saying?
Love you too, lady. Appreciate it. Love too.
You know I always get it.
Let's get it.
You know we got
what you say, right?
You know we got
oh yeah, you already know. You already know.
You know what I mean? I love you to death, and shout out to Music Jones. And
oh, yeah, the big homie. We about to get in the lab later on tonight, man. We got some stupid shit we working on right about now.
That's what it is, man. And Bugsy, man, you know, you got any final shout-outs and everything before we dip up out of here, fam?
Actually, yeah, man. I'll say shout-out to my man Zeke and Goldilocks. I know I got to get up on Twitter and hit her up, man, actually, you know. See what's going on, man. Zeke actually doing his thing. Just dropped a mixtape a couple of weeks ago. So shout out to the host every day. My little man just woke up. I guess he wants to say a couple of words too. But you know, we out here, man.
That's real.
That's what it is. Man, I love the babies.
Hey, man, you got to flip
this too.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Leave all the negativity in the garbage, man, and come to the world with positivity. Remember that life may throw you a curveball, but you're always in charge of the direction it goes. And no matter what, like Archie Eversole says in this song, keep winning no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody hold you down. Don't let nobody stop you from your grind. Keep grinding. And another thing at that, work smart, not hard. You know, because you can keep grinding and keep digging all the way to the ground and never go anywhere, you know. So, hey, you know. And pay your people, man. Pay your people. If artists come and do a show, pay them. Don't say, oh, man, look, dog, what had happened was, dog. Man, get out of here, man. Pay your people.
But shit, it go both ways, though, Lush, because shit, when a nigga set a show up for you and you an artist, you need to pay him. It go both ways. These niggas be acting funny, man. For real. I believe when it comes to the money out here, man, it's simple, man. Just make sure your folks eat, man, and everything good, man, to keep it rolling. Niggas just get greedy and think it's going to be their last check they ever get in their life or something.
Archie, put out your Twitter and everything for the people and where they can
hey, man, y'all find me at Archie Eversole, ArchieEversole, MySpace / Archie Eversole. You can just Google me, Eversole Code, and you'll find everything. Go get the mixtape out right now by DJ Screen, Back Like I Never Left, and let's get it. Hustle Gang, we here.
That's what it is. Plus, you might hear his song almost like every other day, Keep Winning.
Yeah, that's my dog. She keep it bumping. It's a hot record, though. I need to go and shoot a video for that thing. I'm in the streets just trying to get this money together.
I don't know what you waiting
for. Oh, you going to be in it, though, when I do.
Well, let me know.
Believe that.
Come down to Atlanta, and we gonna be in that video for real. The whole
believe that. We need to go get Floyd in there, goddamn working out. That'll really make it big.
Well, you already got the email, and he already knows.
Oh, you know I'm on it.
You know it's
on. I'm on it. I don't sleep.
Go ahead and fly that in, man, and make that happen. You know what happened first on Lush Radio Online. Let's get it, baby.
Let's get it. Be safe, sweetie.
That's what it is. Love you, Bugsy. Love everybody, man. I'm out of here. I'm off to Jersey. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. Same time, same place. Holla at your girl, baby.
That's what it do.
Be safe out there, girly.
Peace.